I wanted to make a couple of comments about Steven Pinker, who's a psychology professor at Harvard University. I want to respond to something he says in the August 15th edition of Time magazine, and this is under a subtitle or subforum in Time magazine. In fact, it's called a Time Forum. Can you believe in God and evolution? Steven Pinker, again, this Harvard University professor, says many people who accept evolution still feel that a belief in God is necessary to give life meaning and to justify morality. But that is exactly backward. In practice, says Pinker, religion has given us stonings, inquisitions, and 9/11. Morality comes from a commitment to treat others as we wish to be treated, which follows from the realization that none of us is the sole occupant of the universe. Like physical evolution, it does not require a white-coated technician in the sky. And what I want to respond to specifically is his statement that in practice religion has given us stonings, inquisitions, and 9/11. Now, there is a root to this kind of fuzzy thinking, and that root is prejudice, plain and simple. It is a religious bias or prejudice. What he is saying is absolutely false, and he should, as a professor at Harvard, know better. The truth is, more people were killed by secularist regimes of the 20th century than in all religious persecutions. And Oz Guinness makes the point that this is all religious persecutions in Western history and perhaps in all of history. And that is a very significant point to make. Look, the 20th century has witnessed more bloodshed than previous centuries of history. And we must not fail to recognize that this is the ripened fruit of atheistic philosophies. Look at Pol Pot. He murdered 2 million of his own countrymen. Stalin, 30 million. Mao, 65 million. If you look at Nazism and communist, secularist ideologies, you see blood that drips from the hands of atheistic, materialistic mentalities. So when you hear that religion is responsible for all the bloodshed and all the problems, that's just prejudiced. Secularist ideologies, and this is not, again, fundamentalist propaganda. This is plain, old, hard, factual evidence. Secularist ideologies in the 20th century, and I would argue even today in the 21st century, has blood dripping from its hands. So let's not buy this kind of fuzzy thinking. Again, this is an idiosyncratic form of fundamentalism that is fond of making dogmatic assertions without producing defensible arguments.